Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norm. I hope you are well when you get this message. Norman, I want to tell you a story. When I was a teenager, my parents took me to a pumpkin farm. We were at the farm to find the perfect pumpkin, the one that we would put out on our porch for Halloween. At the farm, they had a giant pumpkin on display. A sign near the pumpkin read, "Sit on the pumpkin and have a loved one take a heartwarming holiday photograph." Norman, my parents had gone to purchase a half a gallon of apple cider, so I asked a random person to take my picture while I sat atop the pumpkin. While I was sitting atop the pumpkin and smiling, something long and round slowly rose out of the top of the enormous pumpkin. It was a monster cock. I knew what a dickhead looked like. Underneath the pumpkin, a man that possessed a titanic-sized schlong hid under the hay. The man had drilled out the pumpkin so that he could shove his cock through it and into some woman's hungry pussy. While I sat atop the pumpkin, the dick tore its way through my hot pants and panties, and it went deep into my wet, tight pussy. I was drilled out hundreds, if not thousands of times. But how? Why? Norm, it was supposed to be a festive, once-in-a-lifetime, Halloween photo opportunity. As I ground my hips into the pumpkin, I came. As I came, I moaned. At some point, my sexy goose pimpled body was bounced up and into the air. I landed on my stomach atop the oversized pumpkin. Norman, my delicious perspiring body was draped over the pumpkin. I looked like I was dead. My hot pants and panties had been pulled to my ankles. My tasty rear was in the air, and before I could stand, my crap hole was reamed out by the same cock that had come through the pumpkin and hammered out my pussy. A small crowd had developed, and they watched intently as my torso took the meat for nearly 90 minutes. When my parents found me, I was unconscious, and I was still draped face down atop the pumpkin. My body was as limp as a noodle. My juicy cum-covered ass was aimed upward. My hot pants and panties were resting at my ankles. Norm, I am telling you this story in the hopes that it helps your female listeners. Girls, if ever you go to a farm to select a pumpkin, be careful. You could take a mammoth dick to the brown eye and to the beaver. I did. Now I must go. Norman, I call you all the time, but you never phone me back. What gives? Can you please excuse me? I want to vibrate my clitoris and fuck hole while I smoke weed, tap my bong, dry hump a pillow, and come while I lie atop my dead grandmother's whiskey, semen, and piss-stained mattress. Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, Norm Augustinus.
Pardon me. Just rolling a cigarette, fuckstick. So for the past, I don't know, 2 years, 2.5 years, I've been placing a naked picture of me with my hand on my cock. It's a profile shot. This is the honest to God truth. I'm not making this up. It's a profile shot of me. I'm clutching onto my cock, and I put it in the mailbox, and it always says this: I'm waiting for you. That's because we got a very attractive post office woman, and I thought, what could come of that? Eventually, she either turns me in or says I'm screwy or goofy or a weirdo, or she just ignores it. Now, for the last 12 months or so, nothing. I'm waiting for you. It's a side profile shot of me, and my mouth is agape. Now, when they say agape, what they mean is my mouth is open. It's slack-jawed. Slack-jawed is like you're dead. You're not walking around society. I don't know if you know this, but when people walk around in public, even you, anybody you meet, they're trying to control the expression on their face. Isn't it awful? When in reality, if you could just walk around and you let your face go slack-jawed, you just drop the pretense, you stop performing, stop acting, and you just drop your fucking jaw, and your eyes look dead, even your eyebrows. I mean, people walk around with their mouth closed trying to look pleasant, and they got their eyebrows all animated, and they're pulled up, and they're alive, but it's a lot of work doing that shit. Because, I mean, really, but who cares what other people think if you're walking around? You're walking around, you're going to get a hoagie sandwich, you're going to get 64 ounces or whatever it is in beer, malt liquor, whatever you're buying. You're walking around, you're going to get some jerky, you're going to get some smokes, whatever you're doing. Why do I have to have a face, an expression on my face that's acceptable to people? They walk around slack-jawed, they are not acceptable. I mean, if a woman walked around and let her jaw go, her jaw dropped down to her fucking Adam's apple somewhere near her chest because of the amount of dick she sucked. That fucking muscles in that mouth are dead. They're weak. They don't want to hold nothing up. They don't want to have the mouth let go. Shut closed and trying to pose all the time. They should let the mouth go and you'd see what people look like. And that's what I put in my mailbox for at least 12 months because the mail lady's really attractive. And I said, I'm waiting for you. It's in the mailbox. I mean, that's supposedly his confidential stuff. She can't share what she's putting in the mailbox, right? I asked my friend, Rapalunch, he works from the Detroit Health Department. He was leery of it, asked me why I would ever do such a thing, and then hung up on me. But I often use him as a sounding board to get ideas on legalities or what he thinks of this. But I put this picture, you should see it. If you're a bitch listening to me now, and you saw me standing a profile shot with me clutching onto my cock. It's not just a soft cock. It's fully erect. I'm pushing blood into it. I'm operating the machinery. And that's what men do when they have a heart, when they have a boner, a hard on, because they pop a rod, because they are commanding blood. They've done something in their brain to fill it up, and it's a performance like going on. But I said, I'm waiting for you for my mail lady. And I hoped that she would come to the house one day. And that's how it works. I can't be more explicit. I can't be more honest than that. That's how it works. If you think you got a goddamn wine and dine some skag, some fucking slut, and you got a wine and diner, this whore, it doesn't work that way. Her pussy's on fire all day. Of the fucking full day of 24 hours, I read that women are wet 18 of the 24 hours that they're awake and conscious. They're wet down there because they want dick. And in 1 hour, I read, this is the truth, that they fart probably 16 times. So they're turned on and they're farting. That's like a fire-breathing dragon, isn't it? I mean, you add her temperament to that. That's a fire-breathing dragon. Sorry about that. I just smoked a little weed, man. It was all fucking stems, too. It was a fiasco. It was just a bunch of stems. My fucking guy, the dealer that brings it to my house, he puts the stems inside a half a Pepsi bottle, this plastic Pepsi bottle. He puts the stems in there, and he brings them to my house. I don't want stems. Puts saran wrap over the half a plastic bottle. He cuts a Pepsi bottle in half. It's plastic, and he puts the stems in it. Then he puts saran wrap over it, and then he puts a rubber band on it, and he thinks that I think that that's marijuana. It's not marijuana. Nobody smokes stems, man. You look stupid smoking stems. If I rolled it up with a zigzag rolling paper, the stems would be coming out the ends. You know how dumb I'd look? How fucking out of touch with reality I'd look? I just don't want that. And I said, I overheated the stems. I tried to smoke them anyways. So if you hear me anyway slurring, you'll know why. But I put this these fucking, this picture of me that said, I'm waiting. I'm waiting for you. It says that. She knows it's to her. And what happened? Well, what happened is she started to get turned on. And why did she start to get turned on? And she started to get turned on because she saw the image of your correspondent, the side profile of me, my bag, myself, my bag, and my knob, my dick, all that there. She saw that side profile every day delivering my mail. And when she saw it, it finally got to her. She said this to herself, this is what all chicks say. Oh my God, I'm in this goddamn truck 6 or 8 hours a day. It's so hot in here. I'm delivering things to people, maybe good things, maybe bad things. My truck is really a big emotional upheaval of happiness, despair, unbelievable, godly, horrible things because of the messages and things she delivers. She's a messenger for either good or bad or in between. And she gets turned on. She starts thinking, wow, I could go for a dick right now. I could go for a railroad spike hammered into my pussy by some guys in 1820, a railroad crew. I could go for that right now, a railroad spike in my cunt. And then she thinks, wow, I'm so turned on, I'm so wet from the bouncing and the delivering and the rolling. I could go for pylon guys who hammer pylons into the ground. A pylon is like you put under a big dock. You've got property. It's on the water. You can go out 40 feet. You put a dock there. They got to put pylons on to hold this fucking dock up or the dock collapses into the water. They put pylons under bridges and stuff. And she's thinking, wow, I could go for a pylon on my cunt to support this old fucking bridge. And she's like a bridge man. If you got the pylon on her cunt and you're on the bottom and it's got this like bend in her back and she's bent over and you're taking a fucking, she's taking a dick. It's like there's a pylon in her cunt. She's bent over. She's the bridge and things can get over now. That's what she's thinking with regards to, I could take a pylon to my cunt right now. I could take something to my cunt right now. Big fucking railroad spike in my cunt. And she's driving around in this post office truck. Now they're designed. In the old days, they would put something they called saltpeter in your food, like you went into service. Saltpeter was supposed to curb your interest. I don't even know if it's real. It was supposed to curb your interest in having sex while you're in your service. They did not want a bunch of dudes whacking off and blowing cum all over the barracks. So they would put something called saltpeter that would kill the appetite of the sailor, of the marine, of the army guy, whatever it is. They'd put it in there and kill their sexual appetite. And he found that saltpeter did that, and they did that. Now, this truck on a woman, this little tiny fucking mail truck bouncing around with basically two leaf springs and the cheapest shocks in the world. I mean, I think they buy the shocks from Temu.com, some chink organization out in China, and they buy the shocks for their trucks for that. And they do that on purpose because they want a chick getting turned on. When she's turned on in the truck, what happens? All her senses are running high. Her eyeballs are dilated. Her heart's racing. She's at her top senses with regards to her fingertips and her sense of smell. All that turns up really high because she's turned on. They don't want some fucking person in there, some goddamn Chandra or whatever her name is inside the truck. They don't want her falling asleep and going to sleep and crashing with all this mail on the truck. It all burns up and their checks are gone, all that shit. They just don't want that. So they put saltpeter. It works like saltpeter, the truck, to keep her turned on. Saltpeter was put into soldiers' meals. You could try that yourself. You're extremely horny. You can get yourself some saltpeter and kill your dick. And your dick, you won't have any more sexual activity. You won't have anything. It's like your tea dried up. Like your fucking tea's gone. Like it's evaporated. There's nothing. Just a thing walking around with a jangling dong going to get a donut or a coffee or some shit like that. So they want the woman to fucking get turned on. They like this bouncing thing. It's bouncing up and down. She's breathing in carbon monoxide. She's fucking slowly dying and heavily living on both ends. Both ends of the wicker lid. I'm dying on one end with the carbon monoxide fumes. I'm living on the other end because I'm so goddamn turned on in this fucking post office truck. And you know why they make them white? They make them white. It's all sexual shit. The same thing. White is good. Black is bad. White's always been the sign of a hero. Like if you had an old Western in the old days and you're watching a Western on TV or the motion picture, they always made the good guy white. Here comes a good guy, the post office mail truck, they're always fucking white. Here comes a bad guy, the black thing in the truck, they don't want that. The white thing is like, wow, you're the good guy. You're the good guy, you're going to save the day, man. Your juices, your pussy's going, your nipples are rock hard. You're out there saving the fucking day. Here you go. That's a horse with his hoofs and all that shit. It's a good guy, and they know that white has something that happens sexually. If you ever notice a nurse wears all white, and a nurse wears all white because at one time, most patients that came to a hospital were always men. Men were fucking coming in there. Why? Because men were building the Brooklyn Bridge. Men were building the Ambassador Bridge. Men were building 200 fucking floor skyscrapers, and they were the ones that got hurt. And the one thing they liked to see when they were almost dying in there from their service or whatever the job is they're doing is someone in white to come through the door. I mean, here it comes. It's heavenly. It's like Christianity. It's like Christ. It's like angels coming. Somebody in white coming through the fucking door to save you, to help you. That's how people look at the mail truck. She's looked at almost like a saint in a mail truck. She gets turned on. Here I come with a wet pussy. I got my wet pussy in my rolling wheels. Wet pussy in my rolling wheels. Wet pussy, I'm wet as a seal. That's what they're thinking, man. Wet pussy, wet as a fucking seal, man, driving in her fucking truck. If you knew this stuff, you'd get pussy. You get action like you're a correspondent. And I'm not bullshitting you. Yeah, I got a big dick. Sure, I was born with it. I can't help it. But it's not just the dick. Initially, you have to have word power. You have to be a wordsmith to get a chick. Unless you're very important like you're a correspondent. Very big, very fucking well-known like you're a correspondent. Then they go for your intellect, don't they? I mean, Marilyn fucking Monroe went for a goddamn baseball player. And he was ugly as shit and she married him. It didn't matter that he was ugly, and that might be your case, but he had word power, man. He had word power, he had fame, he was great at baseball. Go look up the fucking story. I'm not here to talk about that shit for brains. So she's driving around in the truck, and I know all this stuff about the truck. The white colors, the vibrations, the bumps, the special seats they put in them to turn them the fuck on, the minimal gauges. It's everything to pull her away from the external world. And she's gone back in time. She's in a very simple machine like a 69 Volkswagen, and nothing matters in the machine anymore. What you focus on is her need. She's walking and driving around, going back and forth. She can't be distracted by a fucking $10,000 screen in the truck, in the delivery truck. She starts to concentrate on herself. She hears herself. That's her heartbeat as she's delivering your fucking mail. The good white person in white coming to deliver the mail. She hears that fucking heartbeat, man. She feels her pussy heat up. That's like a hamburger burning in a frying pan in the grease. She feels that in her panties. She feels your fucking thighs are all goosebumped over. And you have to know that that's what's coming to you in a mail truck. I don't know, you might have an old skag come to your house, some old beat-up war horse. Fucking this is the last job till she's goddamn pulled out of society and they find her dead in a bed. And that's what they do. They find her dead in a goddamn bed. She's no longer useful. She can't take dick anymore. That's what they use dick for, to validate and revalidate and validate over and over and over until there's no more dick than she realizes this. I'm so goddamn ugly. I'm so fucking wrinkled and so worn out. They can see me the way my haunches are growing. Look at my haunches. They're growing. They can hear the creaks in my goddamn pelvic bones. It won't be long now till I need a titanium hip. And they lay down in the bedroom. They realize they're all done and they will themselves to death. Oh, they're gone, man. They're gone, Rudolph. They went looking for you. So that you have to understand this shit with regards to a mail truck lady. Here she comes, and then she's loaded it up. She's loaded a truck up. You know, they hand load their own trucks. They sort it in the office they're at, whatever is near you. They hand load their truck. Every piece of mail is touched by her. And if you have the kind of nose that I have, the super fucking abilities that I have when it comes to bitches, you'd realize if you took every letter you got, you'd smell pussy on the mail. Okay, you got a rejection. You're not getting your tax return. They either disqualified you or they reduced your tax return. You're not getting that, and you're really pissed off. But if you put that letter up to your fucking nose and do this. You'd start to come down because the pheromones, all the shit in that letter that when she touched it, remember, a woman can't keep her hand off her pussy, not even for 5 to 10 minutes. They're always going for a quick-me-up jerk-off, a quick-me-up pop-off, a fucking big blast in the pants. They're always going for this playing with himself, and all that shit's on there. Like, we have testosterone, they have estrogen. Estrogen and shit is on the goddamn male. You can smell her pussy on the male. There's perspiration on the male. There's the cure to your woes, even though you got the bad letter, but you don't know it. You could cure yourself right there and then when you got that envelope, and you just got to do what I just said. You say, oh, fuck, I've been disqualified. Oh, fuck, I've been fired. Oh, fuck, I don't qualify for this. Oh, fuck, I'm getting a major goddamn penalty for touching this money and that money. Oh, fuck. But if you now know what I'm telling you, simply... that's what will happen to you. You'll be overwhelmed with fucking estrogen, overwhelmed with female pheromones. She just fucking played with her cunt, and she plays with it constantly in a mail truck, man. Oh, with her little tiny fucking Jeep horn, her little tiny mail truck horn. That's her fucking giving somebody head, and they're sticking too much dick down her mouth. That's a sound they make. They all know that fucking sound, man. She'd get turned on, and you got this letter. Well, you know by the smell of the letter, when you become as skilled as Norm Augustinus, that's me. That's me speaking now. When you become as skilled as me, you'll do that. You'll think, wow, I'm going to smell that letter. I'm going to smell her because I know she was playing with her cunt. And if she wasn't playing with her cunt, she might have had her fucking thumb and her fucking middle finger in the same hand. One in her, the thumb and her cunt and the middle finger on the same hand in her goddamn pussy and her cunt. Her pussy in her shithole, and she's feeling it out, and she's driving the car, and she's delivering and shit. She's delivering possibilities, the negative shit and positive shit and opportunities she's delivering. She's getting turned on, man, and she's riding her fingers and riding that fucking seat and looking at that speedometer. It went from the bottom, it went up, and they usually only point up in a fucking car like a post office because they don't have a lot of power in that thing, a mail delivery truck, and the miles per hour gauge goes up about the middle, and as it goes up, she thinks of what? She thinks of dick! Abundant amounts of dick! Look at it, it's rising like a fucking erection in some fucking dude's pants! The pants and the balls filled with cum! Look at it rise! She sees that as a dick, man! And she what? She gets turned on! That's what this truck is designed to do! Look at that miles per hour, the speed limit arrow go up, the little stick is going up like a dick! I'm so fucking horny! When I say me so horny, and she's singing me so horny in a goddamn mail truck, man, with her beep horn, it sounds like it's in the smallest of cars in Asia or some beep, beep, and oh, me so horny, me so horny, me so horny, and she's delivering a piece of her stink, a piece of what goes below her belt, that torso area, the torso area of stink, of embedded odors and stink, and history, and dick after dick after dick. Most chicks, by the time they're 19, this is the truth, have taken over 600 pounds of dick into their ass. And by the time they reach that age, they've taken over 19,000 pounds of that kind of meat, dick meat, into their cunt. They're very experienced. And here you drive around with her, you pick her up on a date, and you say to yourself, man, I'm going to really show her something, man. We're going to really have a night out. I'm going to show her what she's missing with me, but she's been doing that since she was 14. And you're just old gas, man. Tighten up your leather or your vinyl belt you got from Temu and shut up. You're not Norm Augustinus, but you're learning the tricks from me, the master, and I hope to convey these to you before I fucking croak. Someday there'll be Norm Augustinus scrolls, and you can have these scrolls sent to your house for a fucking mere $19.95 or something. It'll actually be a scroll with all the knowledge that I've had, all the learned knowledge that I have done and gained and occupied my mind because of trial and error. Eventually, all the fucking trials, all the errors, they all turn into successes, and that's what happens to me. She sees that fucking E, man, that gas gauge, E and F. And E and F, man, means empty, fucking, and full of cum. She doesn't want it on E. She wants it on F, man. Fill her up with fucking cum. Look at that gas gauge, man. Fill her up with fucking cum. E or F, E or F, E or F. Of course she wants F. Filled with fucking cum. Now, some of those trucks don't even have radios in them. Did you know that? Some mail trucks don't have a radio in it. You know what they bring instead? They bring a fucking radio, a song in there from Vanity or something like that. They're playing a song over and over. Vanity, man. That's Meet Me in the Ladies' Room. Be back real soon, man. That's right. I got 8 inches. I can't control it. That fucking song by Vanity. Dun, 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 dun. And because it's so goddamn turned on. You didn't know that. You couldn't have never known that. Here's what you say. It's just a mail lady. Just the fucking mail lady? It's just a lady that delivers the mail. That's all it is. What's just delivered to mail is the most exciting, the most adventurous, the most outlandish possibilities it has in it that you could have been a part of, but you didn't want it. You dismissed it. You didn't see what you should have seen. You don't live on the right plane, but now you're going to be in the right plane because I'm telling you how to perform it. I'm telling you how to pull it off every goddamn time. And think of an engine, man. It's just hot pistons going up and down in a cylinder. What is fucking? It's a hot piston going in and out of a cylinder. That's her cunt and your big dick. That's a postwoman delivering the fucking mail, man. Well, this lady saw this image. Now, what I'm talking about here is the lady that delivers my mail. You've understood it. You know the dynamics. And I told you I put a picture in there. I'm waiting for you with a side profile shot of me holding on to my cock. And when she sees that, she thinks, yeah, here's a person that knows life. Here's a person that lives. And what happens? Here's a person that lives. I want to be part of it. When I suddenly saw, at this moment, when I saw the little white mail truck coming up my dirt driveway, I realized she'd never come to my house because normally or possibly I'd be looked at as invasive or dangerous or a weirdo or unhinged or a sex fiend or a maniac. I don't know what, but a lot of them would say that. But by her coming down the driveway to my house, what happened? She wanted a dick. She wanted fistfuls of jism thrown into her goddamn face again and again and again. Like a fucking sheep that spits their phlegm at you. She wants fistfuls of jism thrown in her goddamn face. She's so turned on when she got to my house. It's absolutely incredible. You know, a lot of people don't think of this part. How did you get that mailbox? That mailbox was mined from the ground, man. It was mined and melted and smelted in the fucking metal place, in a casting place, and they make mailboxes out of it, stamp it out on die sets and shit. That takes a lot of heat. That takes a lot of manliness. And they get turned on. Look at that mailbox. That's a stomach slapping and shit. I have that happen every time. I've had it happen a lot. One time I had it happen so long, my house was infested with these fucking gnats. The gnats eat up plants in your house. They come from outside. They just kill all your plants. They're like vampires. And when gnats hear that sound, they don't like the sound of fucking. And when they hear that sound, they get scared because they know there's violence in there. They can feel the violence and they fucking dee-dee mile right out of your goddamn house. And they leave when they hear that slapping sounds, two fucking stomachs hitting. So the woman shows up. The mail lady. You got a full background on it. You understand it fully. The full background, you know, the dynamics of a mail lady delivering, you know, the picture I put in the mailbox. And I figured eventually she'd break down and she'd want to take my 15.5-pound dick. And it really is. Sometimes they'll make jokes and stuff and say a hindrance. It's hard to do. It is kind of a hindrance like that. When you're in a bathtub and you're laying on your back and you can look down and you see your cock don't look human anymore. Why don't it look human? Because water magnifies images. It makes them look way bigger. And you look at that and you can actually start to panic yourself by the size of your goddamn meat down there. The jugular vein going to it, waiting for fucking pussy. So she comes to my house and she rings the bell. When she comes to the house, she rings the bell. It's not really a bell. You have to turn this thing in the middle of the thing. It's like you grab it with your thumb and your finger, your pointer finger, and you turn it, and it goes ring, 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 ring. When she does that, man, we start talking. I come to the door. She sees me. Everything she wants. She knows that I've invited her. She's turned on. Once you get a chick turned on, they can't go backwards. They can't shut off their cunt. They can't remove the stain that's now embedded into the crotch of their panties, the cotton ventilated panties. They can't remove that stain. They're stuck with it all day, and they say this, I'm not going to get that thing stained out for nothing. I'm going to mix that vaginal lubricant with semen and make a fine cocktail in there, and now when I go to shout it out, when I go for a Tide stick, I know that I've really earned this, and it's exciting to get this stain out, this thing that is living proof. There's actual proof in my panties that I lived life for a fucking minute. There's proof down there, documented, undisclosed fucking proof of my fucking semen and this interlude I had. They see that. So I come to the door. She sees me, and we start talking. I said, how'd you like to have some reefer? You like to smoke dope? She says, yeah, sure. Now, this is the mail lady, and there's a truck out there filled with fucking mail. Now, for her to pull that out, now for her to back out of that, the obligation to become that loosey-goosey means what? She's not going to say no to my advances. You'd be shitting your pants. I can't say nothing to her. I got some old lady at home. She's dead-ass laying on a bed. She gives me complimentary fucks. There's no emotion, no love in them whatsoever. It's not like that with me. Mine are heated fucking fist sessions of sexual desire. It's like a goddamn combat of sexual desire that doesn't end. That's what it is. And when she comes to the door, she knows straight away what I'm thinking about. She don't have to wait a fucking fortnight. She's gobsmacked at what I'm going, which is giving her it, and I'm willing to give it to her because that means I'm showing that I enjoy pussy, that I have the ability to enjoy pussy, the ability to love pussy. And that's what they love. They can't stand women hating men. They want to know you love men, and then they're open. The door opens, you hear the slide bolts slide over, these big steel bolts, clink, 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 and it's all over for her. So we start talking, and she looks at the refrigerator in my house. We're smoking dope. Now, I had a bunch of dope, I think I told you possibly at the beginning of this. I had a bunch of goddamn dope I bought from a guy. They were mostly stems. It was a joke. He said he had highly processed weed he made. He can graft trees and plants. He thinks he's a horticulturist. It was just a bunch of joke. It looked like little tiny tie sticks, except it wasn't tie sticks. It was fucking these little tiny marijuana stems that nobody really smokes. Stems and seeds. This is a bunch of garbage. He must have thought I was some old fucking Vietnam vet rube, but I'm not. So she looks at the refrigerator and she sees a big photo, and I developed this photo of a bald eagle's nest that's not far from my house. And she starts making conversations on that. How much she likes them, how much she admires bald eagles, how crafty, how mighty they are, how they once ruled the skies. I mean, she's talking like this in every way it interests me. That's how I think, and I think, wow, this is really good here. This was the mail lady, but she was in disguise. She's a sexual fucking time bomb dripping vaginal lubricant as I'm standing here. And because my ears are so developed, I'm like Steve Austin from the old fucking 70s TV show, The $6 Million Man. I can hear the pussy drops dripping into her panties, man. And the reason of that is this. They've tried to improve panties. They've tried to make them with regards to women's vaginal juices, so they're waterproof. They can reflect these vaginal juices. They've tried to make them better, but what they really did was turn panties into like an old fucking tent material, and I can hear the drops hit the panties, and I know she's turned on. Whoop, 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 and that's just a countdown. That's just a timer to your correspondent. Those are fucking milliseconds till I get inside of her with my big goddamn dick. My dick's inside of her. My fucking big balls are swinging and closing her asshole shut as I fuck the dick and the balls. The balls slamming her asshole shut it, man. It's like they're putting the fucking the rock over Christ's cave when he was crucified and putting a hole in the wall and they put a rock over it. It's the same goddamn thing, man. I got that kind of power. I'm not infused. I'm slamming my balls into her shithole. And this Holy Ghost is in there, and that Holy Ghost is what? It's fucking desire. It's you're getting it from Norm Augustinus. Desire and hate. So she sees that, and I say to her, you like bald eagles? She says, yeah, I love bald eagles. And I said, I'll tell you what. This is what I said to her exactly, almost verbatim. I can take you to that nest right now. Would you like to see that nest? She said, yeah. I don't have a lot of time. She said, yeah, though, I'm early on my route. And I said, sure, that'd be great. Now, she goes out, and she locks the doors on the car, on the this fucking mail truck. She goes out, and she comes back, and she smells better, like she put perfume on. Now, women will often apply perfume, you have to know this, because their snatch is dripping so heavy that it could give away that her cunt's turned on, and she doesn't want you to think her cunt's turned on. She doesn't want you to know that she's a cauldron of fucking this big encampment of meat-eating machine. She doesn't want you to know any of that shit, so she puts on perfume. I like perfume either way. So we get on my Argo Frontier. It's really great. I mean, the mail lady came, there's mail, there's people on the street, there's a trail of her veering here and there and here and there, and her trail veered off when it got to me and became extremely special, extremely attentive to me with regards to the mail. I mean, think about mail. They put mail in a mail slot, she's got a slot between her legs, sometimes there's bigger things, that's my, like a representation of my dick or my balls. It's all there, but you have to be able to see it. And I wouldn't be this excited. I just couldn't be this excited if it isn't true. I'm excited because of you. I'm excited for you because you're learning these things on the ground level floor and you can eventually apply these things. You can understand these things. Bitch next to you in the fucking, in a goddamn cubicle. She's turned on. The chick on the left is in the cubicle. She's turned on, man. They're so wet down there. You can't believe it. When they get in their electric car and they start blowing pussy farts on the way home, the heated seats will pop off those pussy farts, the gas one after another. Celebratory fireworks down there between her legs in her electric vehicle, man. So we get in the Argo Frontier. Six wheels, 18 horsepower engine. You can supposedly drive it through anything. I've got two stainless steel or chrome plated handles that I can pull back and forth that are between my legs. I can make it go right or left by pulling these handles. It's got an 18 horsepower engine, two bench seats, one in the front, one in the back. I always have it loaded up with weapons and dope and all kinds of other shit, but now I got the most dangerous thing on the planet. Forget my Luger, forget my Glock with a Glock kit. I got the most dangerous thing within the world sitting next to me in my Argo Frontier, and it really is true, and I'm going to conquer it. I think I'm going to get, well, other people would say something stupid like this. They just cut to the chase. There'd be no drama. There'd be no fucking buildup. They just say, I'm going to get some. Whatever some is, I'm going to get some. I don't say I'm going to get some. I'm going to get it all. I already know it in advance. I'm not going to get some. I'm getting it all. That's going to be me. So I take her to the nest. I take the post office lady that delivers the mail on our route, rural route. They call it rural route. I think it's like rural route number 7, and I'm on rural route number 7 because I'm so fucking rural. I live in upper northern Michigan in the middle of nowhere, and I call it, it's called rural route number 7, and they know where you are. They know your names and shit like that, and I'm already well known because I'm very important usually, and people know that I got a monster cock. And all chicks want to be split in half with a monster cock. My Abraham Lincoln log splitter. They want to be split in half like somebody's hammering like a fucking wedge between their legs into this hole. And they just keep hammering and hammering and hammering. And that's what they want until they fucking go into a spasm of earth-shattering orgasm. That's what they want to fucking happen, man. And I'm that. I'm the Abraham Lincoln log splitter. I can split any goddamn woman in half in one or two strokes with my huge goddamn cock. And if I'm having trouble, my persistence, my determination will not allow me to fail. when I'm fucking. Not ever. If I'm fucking you or your sister or whatever I'm fucking, I'm not going to fail. She's going to be goddamn drenched out, worn out, man. You could throw her to the fucking dogs in the backyard when I'm done with her. So we're in the Argo Frontier and we're talking and we're laughing. And as we're talking and laughing, I'm telling her about the bald eagle nest, and she's excited about the bald eagle nest. Bald eagles have a bad deal, and it's this. You could get hicks. When a hick hears this, man, they're indestructible. They're the mightiest creature in the air. They're fucking flying around. They got talons as big as your goddamn hands. They have 5-6 foot wingspan. These things are the rulers of the sky. Nothing can take it down. It fears nothing. It'll clamp onto a sheep or an elk that's on the side of a mountain 6,000 feet up, and it will take that thing down and roll down the mountain with the fucking animal till the goddamn animal's dead and the bald eagle don't die. Now, a hick hears this and he thinks, oh, yeah? He didn't die. It's a threat to him. He says this is a challenge. It's a threat and a challenge. You think he's the toughest thing? Let's see how goddamn tough he is when I take my 12-gauge Remington pump and blow his goddamn brains out. Now, they've attached us to the bald eagle. They've attached this challenge, and that's why they're fucking disappearing right and left. It's like if I said, I'm the number one fucking gunslinger in the goddamn area in the entire U.S. I'd have one challenger after another and wanting to challenge me in a gunfight out in the street. That's what would happen. That's what they did with the bald eagle. So we get to the spot. I drive through the woods. I take other routes that are more scenic. I show her the creek that I pan for gold in. I show her a big fucking hole I dug in the ground looking for pussy scalps. I've told her that I've found arrows and trees over that way, but they weren't actual Indian arrows. They were more modern arrows. I'm making all kinds of chit-chat with her, telling about fucking ivory-billed woodpeckers and showing her the possibility of the woods, what's really going on here, to the person who possesses the right fucking mind. I'm showing her this, opening her mind to this, and as I'm opening her mind, her cunt is being opened too. The pussy is unfurling between her legs. I can hear it. Pussies get bigger when they're turned on, believe it or not. If you go to Google and you ask her how big a woman's cunt is, how deep it is, try it if you think I'm kidding you. Say it in any terms you want, the proper terms or whatever terms, etiquette and all that. If you ask her how big a cunt is, she'll say 3 inches. Now, you know that's a joke. Some people got a 12-inch cock. Most women got a dildo that's 14 inches long. But she's saying 3 inches because the pussy will self-adjust to the dick by the smell of the pheromones that the body of her, the female body, is picking up. And it'll adjust that cunt, the depth it needs. It just starts unfurling. You ever see those things you blow? It's fucking New Year's Eve. You ever see them? They when you put the air in it, they unfold. That's what the cunt does. It can tell how big the dick is by the stench of you, your pheromones. It's an absolutely amazing fucking machine. I know a lot about it, and I'm giving you stuff that nobody ever will give you. This is a rare fucking insight, a rare thing that you're listening to now. That's why you should probably support me heavily and help to pay for my servers, which are overloaded. The bills become almost too big for me to maintain. And I'm hoping for some kind of support because of the server. And so here's what you do. You have to understand. When I get her to the fucking, to the tree, it's got a 5-foot bald eagle nest in it. When I get her to the, it's a conifer. It's probably 300 feet high. A conifer is kind of a version of one of these sequoias out in California. It's a conifer. They do grow in Michigan, and it's gigantic. And, of course, the bald eagle nest is way up there. Why do they build it up there? Because this is their way of communicating with you. Please don't bother me. Please don't come up here. I hope you die if you try to climb. This is too high. Please don't come up here. Leave me alone. Let me build my kids and my family. That's why they build it up here. Keep out, man. So keep out. When I show it to her, she's blown away. She's looking up, and while she's looking up, she's actually looking up vertically, and that vertical reminds her of a cock. It's like a cock. It's a big challenge. We're going to climb this tree. I told her that, and we're going to go to the top of the bald eagle nest. I promised her that, and I'd help her, and she's looking and seeing this vertical fucking thing like a dick, and she's going to climb it. Well, chicks have been trying to climb onto dicks since they were 13 fucking years old, however they are, however old. Climb that dick, and the reward's at the top. It's like the fucking, like the bald eagle at the top in the 5-foot nest. Climb that fucking vertical thing, that mast, man. Get to the top and you'll be basking in the rewards of fucking of it, like a dude that they've climbed to the top of his cock, his creamsicle filled with gum. So we start out at the bottom of the tree, and I tell her how we're going to do this. Now, I have things that go on your hands and strap around your wrist that give you an increased grip. All you got to do is swing your hand near the branch that you're lifting, and a thing will swing out and around, and it'll kind of lock in. All you got to do to remove it is push your wrist out, and it's specially made for stuff like this. And I show her how to do it, how to clamp it, swing it, clamp it, push your wrist out, and it will allow you to climb the tree safely. Even if you fail, you won't fall. So we climb the tree. Now I'm impressed. I'm impressed that the mail lady can do this, which shows me what? It shows me that she's been captive. She's been in a prison of her own, living a shadow of a life that she should normally have, because she can do this, because she's open to other shit. It's incredible. And I know what she is, man. She's like a wild fucking animal waiting for someone like Norm Augustinus. And this is her lucky day. This was the day she caved, couldn't keep it up anymore, couldn't do it anymore. So that picture says, "I'm waiting for you," and said, "Fuck it. What else do I got goddamn going? I owe $68,000. I'm two car payments behind, and I've got a criminal record from a fucking length of my goddamn middle finger that I use in my pussy. By the way, never smell a chick's fingers. You'll smell pussy. And the stronger it is, it means she just did it. She just played with her cunt. If you smell distant pussy on her fingers, then you know, well, okay, she's not a total addict. Maybe she whacked off 28 hours ago or whatever it is. Strong pussy, she just pumped off. And you want to be careful with shit like that. But you got to get near your fingers, man. You got to get near them. Maybe they're by your hand or your shoulder. You say, oh, you know what's on your wrist? It's a goddamn tick. It's a deer tick. This is what I'd use in the woods. It's a deer tick. Let me get that out for you. Hey, let me get that out. I'm going to take care of that right now. I'm getting it right now. And as I'm saying that, the fingertips are near my fucking hand as I'm getting a tick off, and I'm doing this. I'm smelling for fucking pussy and the strength of the pussy to try to make a determination, to try to get some kind of evaluation what I'm with that could endanger my life. So we climb to the top of the tree. That's our destination. And she's really amazing me, and she's in front of me, and I told her to go in front of me because if she started to fall, I thought I could save her or help her. But that's not the real truth. The truth is this. If she's on top of me, climbing above me, and she's turned on, the whole crotch of her official post office shorts, they're kind of light gray, lightish blue, I'll be able to see an extreme, gigantic fucking wet spot coming from her pussy hole, dripping down the walls of the pussy, telling me that she's turned on. And sure as shit, if I don't see that, she's turned on beyond belief. She's fucking her overall system, unconsciously, she doesn't know it. She's been gobsmacked by the powerful spell of Norm Augustinus, the power, the wordsmith, the abilities, the skills, the way I look through her and straight through her into her mind. She feels all that shit. And she can't resist it. And as I'm walking up, I'm just watching that spot grow and grow and grow, man. It looks like a Jackson Pollock painting. It looks like a Rorschach test or something they use in psychology. All these fucking movements of the pussy and the juices and the stain leaking and fucking running in the fucking seat of her pants and into the crotch area. And it's just so fucking exciting. I can't get that on fucking TV, on fucking streaming TV, on fucking Wi-Fi TV. I can't get anything like that. Nothing like this. Real life really is better than television, man. When we get to the top of the fucking thing, she's really excited. Now, I warned her about wind and stuff, and the wind is really blowing. And as it blows from the top to the bottom, north, south, east, and west, wherever it's going, when you get higher up, it starts to blow in all directions. I can smell her pussy. I can smell it, man. And it's more indications. It's more stuff that you learn about a woman. I can smell her pussy. She's turned on. They're so obvious when they want dick, but you can't get dick for some reason. I can't understand it. You can't get dick. You haven't been dicked in 2 years, 3 years, or whatever. You can't get dicked. And it's so fucking obvious, so easy, once you know the secret. The secret by Norm Augustinus, your goddamn correspondent who's been training you, preening you for fucking years. Now, this isn't a joke. Nobody can do this. There's not a person on the fucking planet that can talk like this. And you know that. If you can find it, let me know. There's nobody who can speak like me and no place you can go that has me anywhere on the fucking internet. It's this place only. When we got to the top of the nest. Up to the top. Now, I tell her we got to be careful. If there's a bald eagle in it, it could be trouble. Like, tell her this. There could be a bald eagle. It's trouble. We got to go back down. There's no bald eagle in it. And she's swinging these wrist clamps that help you up a tree using branches. She's swinging like a master. I mean, it's like a joke. I start looking around and thinking, have I been set up? Is the FBI out here? Is the Secret Service out here? Have I been set up by some government agency? And is she being watched and helped and goaded along? Does she have an earpiece in? This is how fucking good she is. I start to think that with everybody, man. Chick stays too long. I've blown all my fucking cum. I got in her, shot it up her ass, shot it in her cunt, her goddamn eyes, up her nose, in her ears. She's still hanging around. I think, what did I do wrong? Is she fucking under 18? What did, or 17? Whatever the age is. What did I do? When is the door going to come caving in? Man. So we get up into the nest. We get up in the nest. She's so fucking horny. I don't even delay it. She's horny. I'm horny. It's a feast ready to happen in here. Bald eagle nest. It's perfect. It's fitting. Things are born here. Eggs are born here. Eggs get cracked open. New discoveries, new possibilities for the eaglets, new possibilities for her and I. The build of this nest is absolutely incredible. The ingenuity. It's way better than fucking in some goddamn hotel or motel room. There's cum every inch of that, in every inch of that fucking room. Everybody knows that. Even the remote control is filled with cum. I once took the batteries out of a remote control in a motel room. The batteries have been replaced with cum, and somehow the cum was actually powering the fucking radio, the remote control thing for the TV. There's juice and power in cum. Think of that. I mean, it helps to make babies, doesn't it? But who took the fucking batteries out and filled it with cum and thought that would work? I've always known that now. I've saved it, and now you know it, along with the other billion ideas I have, things I've never talked about it, still to come, unless I die, and you can live with the fact that you never supported this show. You know I'm gone, and you think, God, I should have supported that show. I figured everybody else did. He's dead now. Oh, fuck, I'm really fucked now. I think I'll go get a fucking goddamn sandwich. So we get to the top. When we get to the top, I lay down on the nest. I pull my cock out. I pull my cock out. She helps me. And then she drops her shorts. They're just post office shorts. They're like light blue. I don't know what kind of cloth it is. Polyester with a mix of cotton. Something rayon, maybe. She drops her pants and she starts riding my cock on the bald eagle nest. Of course she was going to ride the cock. I can't make a suddenly make a big thing about how it happened or why it happened. I told you about all the stuff that does happen. I can't get up to the nest and say to you this, and then we did this, and we whispered shit, and we did this, and we held each other's hands, and I dipped my fingers in her cunt, and she licked, put my fingers in her mouth. All that stuff normally happens with that. I can't go on about that in that detail. While she's riding my cock, and the wind is so strong that her hair is blowing. It's like I'm fucking a demon. She's got hair down her ass. The wind's blowing. I can hear the wind. That and her hair's blowing all over the goddamn place like she's a demon and I'm fucking her and I've unleashed her and she's going to start doing things with powers and shit. It was so fucking exciting, man, until it wasn't. As she was going up and down on my cock. Up and down, I kept trying to get her deeper and deeper and deeper and more depth in her cunt and deeper and deeper and deeper until I was going like a mental psychosis. I had no more inches. I can't go any fucking deeper. Why is it we got to go so goddamn deep? Deeper and deeper. Come on, push and pull, push. And I'm pulling my wrist, my elbows and everything is shaking. While I'm fucking her, while I'm very deep. While I'm looking at her hair go, while I'm smelling her perfume that she's trying to hide, her hot box, while I'm smelling all that, while I've climbed up here, while I'm impressed with her abilities, while I'm thinking about the post office truck and shit in the goddamn driveway, knowing that she's come there for me with my picture in the mailbox. I've been waiting for you. While I'm thinking all that stuff and thinking, what a lovely, joyous day, a day like no one else experiences ever in a fucking universe, maybe in the world. While I'm doing that, a bald eagle. I'm not bullshitting you one bit. A bald eagle comes in, swoops and grabs a hold of her neck and puts his beak down under her neck and he tears out such a hunk of meat out of my fuck, out of my concubine, my U.S. post office lady. He tears such a goddamn hunk of meat out of her. Her head just flops left. Like it just fucking goes whoomp, like a hinged door. Whoomp. It just hinged over. Did you know that I was still fucking her? And while I was fucking her, she was still doing the same moaning. While I was fucking her, eyes were rolled back the same way after the bald eagle took the side of her fucking neck off and used his beak, this big fucking thing, to tear meat apart. The talons were massive. The chunk of meat and the blood now is squirting out the top of her body, out of the main artery that comes out through her neck from her heart and all that shit. It just goes over, thwump, and she's still moaning. She's still got her eyes rolled back, and I'm still fucking. Now, I should have stopped fucking. I couldn't stop fucking because I was going so deep. The deeper you go, the better it feels. The deeper you go, the better it blow. And because the orgasm is so tense, you've gotten to the special holy area inside her fucking box. You're finally there, man, where the fucking eggs are. You're inside of it. The cave, the tomb, you're inside of it. Your dickhead's pierced it. You can't pull out now. I couldn't pull out, and I came. And I'm sort of embarrassed and hurt to tell you that I came. I mean, I didn't kill her. The bald eagle killed her. I figure the bald eagle thought like there was an aardvark on his nest or some shit like that. An aardvark and something fucking another aardvark, because they don't have much skin and stuff. These big long noses, they thought that the aardvarks or something had taken control of their nest, had taken over the nest, had absconded the nest, and it came in to kill the person that was on top of me. It thought it was an aardvark, and like the neck of the aardvark was sticking up, and I was on the bottom, and maybe they thought we were two aardvarks, and it came in to kill the aardvarks, except it wasn't an aardvark, it was a fucking male lady. And tore out the whole side of her neck. The neck, the spine, everything just went like that. Most Ricky Tick gone. And at some point, I was still fucking, and when I was still fucking, I don't know how long it was. It was such a turn-on. It's horrible to say, but death and fucking seems like it's almost like cousins. They're kin together, man. I was just fucking away. I couldn't stop until I came. And the blood's shooting out of her goddamn this artery in the middle of her neck where her head used to be. It's just shooting out, and I'm wondering, as I'm coming, when I did come, I thought, is my cum in that blood? Have I already entered her system? Have I seeded an egg? Has changes that I've made happen to her? It's now coming out like a fountain. It's now bleeding out. What has happened here? The story? Now, when I was done fucking, all my sexual interest was gone. I didn't give a fuck if she was Linda Lovelace or that old fucking star everybody loved, Raquel Welch, or whatever the fuck. I didn't care who a goddamn was because I came. I had no more fucking interest in her than a goddamn rock that I'd trip on while I'm out in the woods, because I blew my goddamn loads. My gum was gone and she was dead. So when I started to get up, this is probably hurtful. As I started to get up, the male lady shifted to the left off my cock. She was gone. She was dead. There was blood everywhere. And I'm looking at the blood like I had made a human sacrifice to fuck. I was fucking. This was the deal. All I needed to do was make a wish, make a pact with something I felt, and I'd have riches and wealth. And beyond belief, I thought this would have happened if I had just done that. It was like a blood sacrifice for some kind of reward at the end, except I didn't make any wish. There was no goddamn reward. She just flopped over and went over the side of the nest. Went right the fuck over the nest. It sounded like she weighed 1,000 pounds. You know how they say a dead person, a dying person weighs so much, you can't pick them up, you can't lift them, you can't put them on a sofa, you can't move them to his favorite chair. They weigh like 1,000 pounds, even though they're only 80 pounds. It's like, man, death wants you to know what's coming. Here it comes, this fucking anchor. Feel that, that's going to be you. You can't move this thing. It's like a fucking challenge to you. She went over the side of the nest, and I didn't see her again. When I went down to the nest looking for her, I couldn't find her. She wasn't hanging on the tree branches. She wasn't anywhere in the tree branches. She wasn't on the fucking ground, but I did see traces of a lot of goddamn blood. Nothing. I don't know if the bald eagle got her. I don't know if they came in afterward. I don't know if the turkey vultures got her. They know when something dies right away. Turkey vultures come in. They look very dangerous with giant wings and long necks. Was she eaten alive by turkey vultures after I fucked her and came? These are things that went through my mind. Why didn't I make a pact? Why didn't I promise some loyalty to some demon, some spirit, when the blood was gushing out of this male lady's body? I'll be right with you. One of the best orgasms I've ever fucking had. I can't be held liable. I can't be held responsible. That's a freak fucking accident. man.
You've been listening to the one and only
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We made it to Big Clock. In cyberspace, it's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder, eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands. They're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower, 100-150 feet tall, brown bricks, tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down. We pop the corks in your toes. And all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange-colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange-colored solution and replace the corks in your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in a million-dollar house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best-looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best-looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Gloria, how are you? I hope this letter finds you happy and well. Gloria, I want to tell you a story. The other day, while I was walking to the Donut King to purchase a donut and buy a coffee, I stumbled across something. Let me explain. As I walked to the Donut King, something shiny caught my eye. I bent down and picked up the shiny object, and I saw that it was just a piece of chewed gum. However, embedded into that gum was a silver amalgam filling. Silver amalgam is what dentists use to fill cavities in people's mouths. I sat on a nearby bench, and I came to the following conclusions. The gum was definitely in some woman's mouth. I could smell perfume mixed with the stench of a Whopper with cheese. And I smelled pussy, too. I know that sounds ridiculous, Here's what I think went down. The big jughead Burger King employed cow was deep kissing some big dick fucker while standing inside the mop room at a Burger King. When she stopped kissing the dude, she dropped low and she blew the guy's enormous cream-filled cunt club. When she was done blowing, she stood upright and the man crammed his hot cock through the back end of her panties and his cock went super deep into her brown eye. His dick tore a 2-inch in diameter hole into the ass end of her panties. When the cock abruptly popped the chick's tight asshole, her silver amalgam filling came out of her mouth from the shock of it all, and it mixed in with her big ball of chewing gum. When the both of them were done getting their rocks off, she spit the gum out. Her silver amalgam filling was in the gum. The gum went into the personal thermos of another Burger King employee. The screw top lid had been left off the thermos. On the way home, the dude that owned the thermos took a swig from his thermos. The dude felt the gum with the silver amalgam filling embedded in it hit his tongue, so he spit it out his driver's side window, and that's how I found it. Pretty good, huh, Gloria? As I have said many times before, I am way better than Sherlock Holmes ever was. He was rubbish. I gotta go. I've got shit to do. Write me back when you can. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister the other day. She was downtown hanging jack-o'-lanterns on streetlights. She told me she was working for the city. They even gave her an electric miniature pickup truck to use while she hung the pumpkins. When your big-titted little sister saw me, she took off her employee shirt, brassiere, pants, steel-toed boots, and panties, and she climbed into the back of the tiny battery-powered city truck. When I got into the truck, your big-titted little sister was on her back, and her legs were spread and pulled back. Her cunt and shithole were aimed directly at me. So I ate out your big-titted little sister while she held one of the pumpkins in front of her face. And then I gave her a rim job that only someone locked up in a mental institution that hadn't had any pussy for 20 years could give. While I went mental on your big-titted little sister's crap hole, a woman approached the tiny electric city truck and she said,
I smelled the powerful odor of burning pussy while walking alongside this road, and my burned-out cocaine nose led me to this little electric truck. In the caveman days, pussy that reeks like yours was designed to scare away wild animals. The T-Rex was the most feared of all prehistoric animals, but it would run when it smelled raw human pussy in its territory. I've got a cock ring in my box purse that was once owned by Jim Morrison. If you let that big dick of yours run wild on my cunt, I'll let you slip Jim's cock ring over your prick. I've walked all the way from Minnesota. I fucked two Somalians to death and they're looking for me. I need some dick. I like gash too. I want to be a part of your scene. I need some good lovin'. Dip your pointer finger into my fuck hole and take a deep sniff. Everyone likes free samples. I've got the genuine goods, man. What do you two think? I'll be the third wheel. Play with my seasoned genitals, or I'll pull the pin on this World War II hand grenade that was given to me by a chink I fucked while working at a dry cleaner's.
Attention shoppers, this is Baloney Pony, your Rare Finds and Exotic Treasure store manager. Ladies, take a look at the store HD monitor closest to where you are standing in the store. What are you looking at? Well, I'll tell you. Girls, you're looking at an enormous wad of pre-chewed chewing gum. What's that shiny object embedded into the gum? Please don't laugh when I tell you. That shiny object is a silver amalgam tooth filling that has fallen out of a woman's tooth. The silver amalgam was once inside a hole in a tooth inside the woman's mouth. These holes are known as cavities. Why would a silver amalgam filling be inside a wad of chewing gum? Lady, it is well documented that women enjoy chewing gum while they are being pile-drived. When women get crammed, the shockwaves of the man's hips slamming into the woman's torso travel throughout a woman's body, often causing the silver amalgam fillings to pop out of their filled tooth cavities located throughout their mouth. Why in the hell are we trying to sell wads of pre-chewed gum today for only $39.99. It's simple. You want and need dick. These wads of silver amalgam embedded chewing gum will be shipped post-haste to your home in what looks like an ordinary egg carton. Each spot where there should be an egg is a wad of chewing gum complete with tooth filling. Honey, imagine this scenario. You're loading groceries into your car. Now open that egg carton and drop a big wad of chewing gum onto the pavement. Set him up and pull him in, honey. A big dick man pulls up in a mint-condition Morris Minor automobile alongside you. He hungers. That shiny silver amalgam protruding from the wad of chewing gum catches his eye. He picks up the wad of chewing gum. He smells it. And what does he smell? Pussy, of course. What does he see? Some whore's dental filling, of course. All men know that when women get pumped, heavy body impact causes chewing gum to be shot out of their mouths. The man pops a rod. That shiny filling put him into a state of auto-hypnosis. He knows one thing, there's eager beaver nearby. You're getting dick, baby! Pound that pussy, Pam! Imagine another scenario. You place a wad of amazing dick-getting chewing gum into your mailbox. When the mailbox door is pulled open by the mailman, he sees the wad of chewing gum. He'll examine the wad, and while he stares at that shiny silver amalgam filling, taking in the odor of pussy that is embedded into the gum at the factory, he'll be locked into a state of auto-hypnosis. There's no going back now. He'll find your cut, and he'll fuck it. You're getting 12 inches or 30 centimeters tonight, slut! All men know the secret of gum found with an embedded tooth filling embedded into it. When a man rings your doorbell, open it, and you'll see a dude with a big bulge standing there, and he'll be clutching onto your bowl of chewing gum.
Can I help you?
I found this wad of chewing gum. The silver amalgam filling in it caught my eye. While I stared at the shiny silver amalgam tooth filling, I noticed the stench of raw pussy. I got so horny that I popped a rod. I've heard that silver amalgam fillings embedded in a wad of chewing gum means you were taking a dick when your filling popped out. You like taking dick, don't you?
Well, yes.
I drove up and down these streets trying to zero in on the pussy that I smelled coming off the wad of chewing gum. I think this was yours. Can I come in and lay some pipe with you?
Welcome.
Drop a wad of gum, take it up your bum! Come on up to the counter right now. Hurry, I've only got 150 units to sell. And at $39.99, these will fly out the door. Girls, use this product wisely. It's a fact that silver amalgam contains mercury. FYI, over 200 million women have deep cavities in their mouths that they have inadvertently and unknowingly filled with jism, milk from a man's cock. In some cases, these cum-filled cavities can last a lifetime. This has been Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. That is all.
Fuck. 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 Fuck.
Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.
Dick!
If you enjoy Norm's show, please head to normaugustinus.com and make a financial contribution. It's our scene, man.